I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. If you're a fan of Battlestar Galactica, you know Michael Trucco from his role as Cylon Samuel Anders. Now, he's a million miles away from that part, and in a new USA series called Fairly Legal. In the show, he plays San Francisco Assistant District Attorney Justin Patrick, the ex-husband of the show's central character, played by Sarah Shahi. Michael participated in a conference call where he talked about how he got started in acting, doing theater, and how he approached his role in the show. This site takes a lot of work, so please support our advertisers. And now, here's Michael.
I just finished completing work on Battlestar Galactica when the series came to an end. And I was looking for, obviously, for work and for another show and then get into another project. And I like the idea of Fairly Legal being a 180-degree turnaround. That's a complete departure from the tone of a show like Battlestar Galactica. And that was attractive to me. I think it's important as an actor to look for diversity in your roles. And I like the idea of playing a human being, for one. And I like the tone of the show, the lighthearted, you know, the dramedy, so to speak. And the character interested me. I'm a son of a police officer, and so the aspect of law and prosecution interests me greatly.
We know that you studied criminal justice in college, so is there anything from your studies that you can apply to your work on Fairly Legal?
We're going a ways back there. I don't really retain much from the first couple semesters of my criminal justice studies. No, I would say, you know, it has more to do with growing up in an atmosphere of law, being in the household of a police officer that informs my role more than anything that, you know, I started to study in college. When you enter college, you take some very general classes, and I never got into the specifics of criminal justice because I changed my major so early into the process. Once I discovered the theater at Santa Clara, and once I got into the theater program, I never got into specific criminal justice studies. So I would say that the majority of the experience I bring to the role really has everything to do with growing up in front of the police
department. What challenges you about playing this character?
That's a good question. I think striking the balance between the character of Justin Patrick and Kate Reed is the challenge. We've sort of explored the unconventional side of the male character in Justin in terms of this relationship between Kate and Justin. We're in the midst of a divorce when we pick up the series, as you know. And they still have a relationship that would be considered friends with benefits. So there's definitely an aspect. These two end up in bed together several times, and oftentimes for the male in a relationship, that's an arrangement that seems to be okay. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I think what's challenging here is that the writers of the show have given Justin the sort of moral perspective. He's not copacetic with this relationship. He doesn't like the way things stand. He wants some sort of resolve. And I find that a unique perspective, one that is challenging in this case.
Well, we've certainly seen there's such great chemistry between you and Sarah Shahi. Did you find it was instant between the two of you, or did you guys take a bit of time for it to gel?
The chemistry between Sarah and I is something that we discovered on set. I would use the term instantaneous is probably inaccurate. It was more something that you develop as the scenes go on, but it definitely developed in the pilot. When you're thrown into a scene with somebody and you're half naked, there's not a lot of room for discussion. You just jump right in, and sometimes the dynamic works between two actors and sometimes it doesn't. And Sarah and I were fortunate to discover that, there was a good rapport, there was a lot of trust between the two of us. The creators of the show are open to exploration in these characters, and Sarah and I have a lot of fun working off each other. And so we were very lucky. The chemistry is something you just can't fabricate. It just is there between two actors, or it's not. And having never met Sarah before, we were very lucky to be able to jump into these roles and discover that there was a degree of chemistry. And I think it's working for the two characters, and you'll see it continue throughout the entire series.
You do have this, like, sort of slightly rabid fan base behind you after all of those shows. Did you feel like there was more pressure on you coming into this one because you knew that we were going to, you know, see something different?
Yeah, that's probably fair to say that there is a certain amount of pressure to deliver your next role when you do have a fan base as potent as the Battlestar Galactica family. There was certainly a lot of curiosity as to all of us on that show on Battlestar. What are you going to do next? Where can we see you next? That was a question I got more often than not. Was, love the show. Where are you going to be next? Where are we going to see you? What are you going to turn up in? And before Fairly Legal presented itself to me, that question sort of loomed in the back of my head. I don't know. Oftentimes actors don't have the luxury of picking their next part. You go from one project to the next, and you hope that you find one that fits you, and that they also, you're suited for, and they see that you're fit for.
What fascinates me about this show and your character, though, is he seems like he could be kind of hard to play for you. In any other legal show, this would be the hero, this would be the lead, but you're not. How do you approach the character?
Yeah, that's interesting. Somebody else brought that up. Clearly, the show is centered on the character of Kate Reed. And, just the dealings of Kate Reed with the other characters, her assistant Leo, and her stepmother, and her ex-husband, Ripley. And so there is a certain aspect of taking a second seat and playing Justin. And, you have to reconcile with that as an actor. I don't think it's... I haven't presented any problem. There are advantages. My workload is considerably less than Sarah's. That poor girl is in every shot of every scene of every day of every hour that we shoot. And I definitely had a more cushy schedule than she did. But in terms of the character, I don't really see it as a deficit or a disadvantage. I think we explored the stereotypes of male and female characters on its head in the show, and that presents a certain challenge of playing a character that is the male prosecuting attorney who would be sort of the driving force behind the show, and having to take a step down in the presence of Kate Reed, and she sort of drives the bus.
So in the show, you guys are a former married couple. Did you guys get together beforehand to create any sort of backstory?
No, we didn't. Sarah and I had not met. Well, we met when I was testing for the role. Sarah was, obviously cast in the project, and then they were bringing people in for what they call chemistry read, the work opposite of Sarah, and to see what the dynamic was going to work out. So Sarah and I met briefly in that process, and then when we got to shooting, it was pretty much fly by the seat of our pants. What we have discovered is that we created backstory throughout the production, in the process of shooting, instead of actually having time to do homework and sit down pre-production. We created our history during production, and we tried to put little subtleties into certain scenes at certain times that weren't necessarily on the page that I think translate well. There's just certain times when there's scenes between Sarah and I, between Justin and Kate, in which there's a familiarity that only two people who have been together for a certain amount of time, particularly people who have been married and living together, they do. In the way she might reach over and take a sip out of my coffee cup, and we don't make a big issue out. There's certain characteristics of familiarity that we found during production and in the midst of filming, and I think that sort of informs our backstory.
Gotcha. And just in general, what's your advice to actors?
My advice to actors? Get you to a theater. That's my advice to actors. If you can, put some, in any shape, form, put some work up on a stage. Whether it's even scene study or monologue study, but or actually it could be local theater or Equity Wave or even Equity Theater, but do some work on a stage. Pick up a play. It is, to me, me personally, was the single most important thing in developing my craft was learning the stage. That would be my advice.
You know, I've noticed that the roles that you've taken are usually opposite, strong female characters. Are you attracted to roles that have strong female co-stars in them?
I guess so. I think that has more to do with the people who create the shows and the state of entertainment more than, you know, than my input. But I, you know, I think those are just, that's the formula for good drama, for good entertainment. And I just seem to gravitate towards those roles. I really like playing opposite actresses like Katie Sackhoff and now Sarah Shahi. These are women who, in my opinion, they raise my game, so to speak, you know? It's like, you know, the analogous to sports. When you play tennis with a professional tennis player, it's going to raise your game. If you ski with a professional skier, it's going to raise your game. And I find myself doing my best work when I'm working with people like Sarah and Katie. So, yeah, I hope that I'll get a chance throughout my career to constantly be surrounded by strong young women.
Can you talk about how you got started in acting?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to bore you with mundane details. I got interested in it in high school, in theater particularly. But I grew up in a small town, medium-sized town in the Bay Area called San Mateo, just south of San Francisco. And it just, I didn't think that as a kid in high school or grade school that acting wasn't something that made itself, wasn't presentable to me. You know, I just figured that was something that happened to people in Los Angeles and New York. I didn't know what the path was. And so I went into college with the intention of being a criminal justice major. My father was a police officer, and it stood to reason that I was going to also go into some form of law enforcement. But I went and discovered the theater program in college. I auditioned for a play, simply just to have some extracurricular activity in the meantime while I was studying. And a long story short, the head of the theater department at the time, Santa Clara University, sat me down in her office and talked me into taking a course for non-majors, which is going to be one semester called Acting for Non-Majors. And upon completing that course, she talked me into coming over to the theater department and actually changing my major and studying with them, mm-hmm. and taking a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater art. And from there, it was like a light went off in my head, and there was such a moment of clarity that, you know, I suppose that's the whole purpose of college, is the vocational purpose, to discover mm-hmm. what it is you want to do with your life. And that feeling of getting to study, you know, actually the first time to go to school for something you want to do, not just feeling the sense of obligation of having to go to school, but to actually get to study what you want to do and want to pursue for the rest of your life was an amazing feeling. And, I mean, look, the deck is stacked against you. It's a tough business, you know. Just because you study theater doesn't mean there's any degree of certainty that you're going to get a career.
Yeah.
I took the long, slow, hard road. You know, I'm certainly not a Cinderella story on the paper. There's nothing great to write about overnight sensation. I started on the stage. I was stayed in the Bay Area for a couple of years. I moved to Los Angeles because I started to get auditions for film and television in the San Francisco area, and I kept hearing that you were great, kid, but we cast the part out of L.A., you know, and it was one of those situations where if you can't beat them, join them. And I knew that if I was going to do this for real and forever, I had to position myself in the best way possible, and that was to move down to Los Angeles and get myself in the mix. And I just started doing a lot of theater when I got a lot of local theater and just kept plugged away. And, you know, sooner or later, the right person saw me in the right show at the right time, and they said, hey, you know, I'd like to represent you. And then from there, you just one little part at a time, you know, and next thing you know, you start building this house of cards, you know, and one level at a time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, well, you know, flash forward to here we are today, and I'm fortunate enough to be talking to you and discussing life on a series, so it's good. It's all good.
Do you plan though to do theater again, or if you keep getting television roles, will you not?
You know, I hope to. Yeah, I can't say when and where. There is something very appealing about getting back on stage at some point. It is the truest sense. There is, you know, it's as raw as it gets. You get a character from start to finish. There are no second takes. The feedback is instantaneous. It's a great place to be. It's a great place to learn your craft. And I haven't been on stage in a while, and I hope that opportunity comes at some point.
Seems like you can come into a series and only be on the show for a very short amount of time and create a huge impact with the characters that you create. And I'm just wondering, is this easier or harder being on a show where you're here from the beginning, you get to create right from scratch your character, and you're not kind of coming into something that's already on page two or three?
Yeah, you know, that is true. This is a unique experience to actually start from the beginning, because there is a trend I have of coming out of an already established product. And being lucky enough to get to play characters that were definitely memorable, you know, they were written so, and they were big arcs on these particular shows. So this is a little bit different for me to start from page one. I hope I can carry that energy, that record through and establish a character that is memorable and that people want to see week after week. The result is to be determined. You know, we're just getting out of the gates. We started last week. We aired tonight. And we'll see. You know, I'm as curious as you are.
Thanks, Michael, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. Thanks so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.